Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. You've been sharing us with your friends and family. We have well over 1 million people listening right now and viewing us here in the United States and almost 300,000 overseas. So we really appreciate you. Now, one of the big things today is this. The world has become a wonderful place to explore. Many married couples do this together while go-getters looking to take a break, unwind. But we also have single travelers. Love traveling solo. The volume of people looking and traveling solo has gotten larger and larger. They want to know, hey, what are the travel trends? How to travel for less? What are the real travel strategies that work? But really, they just want to get started and they don't know how. So you know what? Today, I'm joined by Pamela Hote. I'm going to start that over there, Todd. Today, I'm joined by Pamela Hote. She's the host and executive producer of Amazon Prime travel series, Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Travel. She's a regular on-air travel lecturer and featured by Access Hollywood, CNN Travel. Pamela's traveled 93 countries and territories, inspires others to explore the world on their own. Now, today, she's sharing how to get started with solo travel, 2026 travel trends, top destinations and deals, smarter ways to make your time and money go further. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
This is just, I'm so excited. We've gotten so many emails about, hey, I want to know this, I want to know this. But let's first understand something. What sparked your love for solo travel?
It started early. I think I have the wanderlust gene. I know people have talked about that. That would be me. So my family, we went to Japan when I was 13. And I spent my 14th birthday. I spent my 14th birthday in Hong Kong. And was in this very cool restaurant having my birthday dinner, and everyone sang happy birthday. And everybody was so different. And to me at that time, very exotic looking and chic. And I knew right then that I wanted to be a traveler. So I ended up taking my first solo trip at 19. I lived in Japan. I actually ended up living there twice. And Japan is just so safe, so ridiculously safe. At the time, it was a great place to really get my feet wet and to explore on my own, not only build confidence, which is key to solo travel, but just learn the habits of solo travelers. And I just became an independent traveler from the get-go.
That's wonderful. One of the things in my experience is I used to develop businesses overseas, but it was really cool to be there for 3 or 4 weeks or a month or two, because you really start getting to know people, their customs, and you get used to what their sayings are and how they say things, so you can realize if somebody's insulting you or not.
Yes.
But I think it's really cool. But now, so let's talk about why solo travel.
It's funny. I don't know if I chose solo travel or solo travel chose me. And that sounds quirky, but as I went along, solo travel just kept presenting itself to me in such a positive way that I just kept doing it. And if I had it at the time, I have to start over. When I was like 19, 20, 21 years old, solo travel was almost like, oh, you're solo traveling. Like you didn't have anybody to go with. And I never felt that way. Even in my 40s and 50s, I got the, oh, you're alone. And I'm like, no, I'm solo traveling. And it gave me all this freedom. So I think because I had such positive experiences that solo travel just kept duplicating themselves. And I had a really big life-changing event. I was in a massive car accident at 35. And it really took its toll. And I ultimately ended up having spine surgery. And before I went in for spine surgery, I called American Airlines. And I said to them, oh, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I'm hearing fine.
So I called American Airlines and I said to them, I want to book this ticket to the Middle East. I want to backpack in the Middle East. But there's a caveat. I'm going in for spine surgery. Hold the ticket till I call you. And they thought they couldn't believe I was doing this. And when I got out of surgery, I called them and I said, okay, book it. I made it through. And from that point forward, I made an 80 by 50 promise to myself that I would travel to 80 countries by the time I was 50.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, it really motivated me to get better, to heal, to, I don't know if it was rediscover life or just start a new chapter in my life, because mm-hmm. I really was forced to do that. And on my 50th birthday, I landed in Bhutan and I hit that 80 by 50 promise. And that was really why solo travel became my life. And then eventually I created my series on Amazon Prime.
I think that's wonderful. Being a colon cancer survivor, you go, you know what? We realize we only have a limited time, so we better make the most of it. So everything you do is about getting where you want to be and experiencing what you want to experience and getting rid of the things that don't make a difference and cause clogs, so to speak. Yeah. So I think that's cool.
And I think there's a lot of people that will have a solo travel story, something that motivates them. And that's really the key, is to listen to that, because solo travel, I say this all the time, solo travel will change your life for the better.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember I was in South Africa and saw so many really cool things. I think, you know what, for me, and I know people are going to experience this, when I was on my own developing businesses, there was always time that was left to myself. So I always picked some place I can go check out and see. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to worry about the five or six other people that usually come along with you. You don't have to put up with whining, belly aching and all that stuff and making sure the food's going to work. You just go, that looks good. Let's do it.
You can go where the wind blows you. I'm going to go left here and right down at the end of the street. And that discovery is the best.
Yeah, I remember when I was in South Africa, we were in Cape Town. And they took us to this place called the Congo Caves. It's where you go down and it's almost like you go in there and the light reflects down there. It looks like a big disco ball all over. But afterwards, they take you to this farm. And I got to ride an ostrich and have an ostrich egg omelet. I couldn't finish it. It was gigantic, but it was like an experience I'll never forget. It was really cool. It's just stuff like that. You know what? I think I usually do this at the end, but let's do this at the beginning. Tell us about your show, Me, Myself, and the World.
Yes. As I mentioned, I far surpassed my 80 by 50 promise. And I happened to be on a train in Vietnam, and a woman was talking to me. She asked what I do. I told her I came from the film and television industry and had been to I'd traveled to 93 countries at that time. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, do you have a travel show? And I was like, no, I don't have a travel show. That night on the train going from Hanoi down to Da Nang, it just dawned on me, like, why don't I have a travel show? And so I created Me, Myself, and the World. It's all about the art of solo travel. It's streaming on Amazon Prime and about 9 other platforms, from Tubi to Go Traveler. You can go to PamelaHolt.com and see where it's streaming. And I think it's a combination of not only a love letter of travel, but it goes way beyond that. It talks to how to inspire people, how to travel, show them how to travel, tips and tricks, whether it's money tips or how to pack. But it's getting off the beaten path and meeting the people that I travel with. One of my favorite episodes is season 1, episode 5. I go deep into the Mekong Delta, which most people will talk about the Vietnam War. They'll talk about the history, and I did that. Talked about the food, how exotic the lands are. But then I sat down with a woman from the Communist Party, and we talked about her love story, because that connects us. Not politics, not geography, not food, but love connects us. So we sat down and just, she became so memorable that I had a person stop me in the grocery store and say, I'm going to go find Mrs. B, because she's so wonderful. And they wanted to try her candy, her homemade candy. And I really, Me, Myself, and the World really brings to life the destinations that I go to, so people can connect with it.
I think that's wonderful. I love it. It's really cool to meet people. And you know what? I could see my wife doing exactly that, because she chats up everybody and next thing she knows everything. So now here's a big thing. A lot of people have been asking, I know you're married And but let's also talk about solo travel and single travel, because that's different. And what's your husband think about all this?
Yes.
You're kind of gone.
Yes, I love that question. Thank goodness he has a passion. He's a golfer. A lot of women are golf widows. They sit home Saturday, Sunday going, where is he? And there are husbands that are golf widows. They luckily have a passion. He has a passion for golf. I love travel. And I came into our marriage. I got married at 52. I was already solo traveling, and he knew that from the get-go. I think the differentiation is single versus solo travel. I'm a solo travel because I'm not single. And I meet a ton of people who also are married in a relationship, and they have a passion for one destination or the hobby of solo traveling or traveling in itself. And their spouse has a different passion. And then they get to come back together and share their passions and talk about the things that they love. And so I really want to make that differentiation for people, because I think it'll spark for them to go out and travel solo. I actually was doing a talk and I had a couple right in front, and they look like eager beaver kids just waiting on every word I said. And I could tell they were married, and they came up to me and I thought, oh, what brings you two to a solo travel talk? They were going on their 50th wedding anniversary to England. And they both, it's almost like they wanted permission to solo travel. She wanted to go over to Bath and do some high tea and do some exploring. He wanted to stay in London, go to every pub he could, go to sporting events, play darts, do all the like typical English guy stuff. And I'm like, but weren't those the people you were before you got together 50 years ago? Didn't you come together with passions and interests? And by the time they left, they were going to fly there, spend a couple days together, break off for 2 or 3 days, and come back and share all their experiences. It was so unique and so special because they had the confidence to go on their 50th anniversary together, explore separately, and come back with all these new, exciting things to share. That's the difference between single and solo travel.
You know what? Living in England, I've been both places, and that would be, it doesn't matter. Both of them are really cool. So that's great. Hey, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve and Pamela Holt.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in here on the Saving with Steve show. I really appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. All the replays are available on savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful insight and information on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks, AM/FM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can always check us out at Saving with Steve Sexton on the and get into the Insiders Club, guest gifts, behind the scenes stuff. And with that, let's get back to Pamela Holt because she's got more exciting things than me to talk about today. Now, one of the big things that when people are looking, I'm glad you said the difference between single travel and solo travel, okay? Because I think that's important. But you know what? Getting started with solo travel, okay? How does one do that? There's got to be some fears. You probably had to overcome them. Simple precautions people can take. And what are things people can do to make the trip just a little bit easier?
Okay, let's start with, I think, what advice I'd have for people who are just starting out in solo travel. Start small. It's okay to start small. And I think there are so many people who think of solo travel as traveling alone, but I want to reframe that. I want to reframe it to solo stands for S-O-L-O, seeking out life's opportunities. Right there, that mind shift, when you're thinking of a solo trip and you go, oh, I'm alone, versus, wow, I'm going to go seek out life's opportunities. Right there, that mind shift is going to do wonders for yourself, for your confidence. So again, start small. Take yourself out to dinner. Go to a movie. Get yourself grounded and used to being with yourself and engaging with others around you. Or just sitting confidently. I would say reach out to, let me get this real quick. I would say start with a weekend getaway. Maybe if you want to go to a neighboring town where they're having a festival or something, go to the festival, stay the full day. If you can, stay overnight. Get used to that building. Move on to a domestic trip. Go to a place that's solo friendly. Great transportation, maybe a walking destination. And then eventually branch out to an international destination. Places like London, Australia, Singapore, Japan, great infrastructure. English is widely spoken in Japan and obviously in all the other places. Hop on, hop off buses where you get to connect with other people. Little steps like that. In terms of fears, I waver between the two fears that people have. Is it being alone or is it safety? Because there is a difference. A lot of people have a hard time sitting with themselves and feeling that confidence. So again, I go back to solo travel isn't alone travel. It's seeking out life's opportunities. When you're sitting at the airport, sit a little bit stronger saying, when someone comes, oh, are you traveling alone? Say, no, I'm out seeking out life's opportunities. I'm taking life by the horns and experiencing it. That conversation suddenly changes. I would say really define what your expectations are. Are you looking to sit by a beach or a pool and totally relax and disconnect? Or are you looking for history? Are you looking for connection? Define what you're seeking and then work backwards as you start to plan. A few precautions. Now, I'm going to start out with really actually my favorite thing. And this comes from Pauline Frommer. We all know the Frommer's guides. They've been around forever. Go to a local supermarket, especially when you're internationally traveling. Make that your first stop and get a bag from that local supermarket. There's something about carrying a local bag that somebody will instantly say, oh, that's a local. That's not a traveler. That's not a solo traveler. They live here because they have a bag from whatever local supermarket. Especially if you're traveling internationally, you're carrying that local bag. It just signifies something. That's one of my favorite tips. Be willing to share your itinerary with family or a trusted friend so they know. Maybe turn on your phone, turn on location so that people can track you. I always make a couple copies of my passport. I have a color copy. I keep it in two places, hidden in my suitcase, hidden in my carry-on, and I always put it in a Ziploc bag. I have a color copy of my passport and any travel documents. What's something else? Always have really good quality cell service, whether that's an eSIM, which are so inexpensive these days, an eSIM and Google Maps. So let's say you're hanging out in Rome for a week on your first solo international solo trip. Go on Google Maps and you draw with your finger the section and download that. Then it's on your phone, whether you're walking from your hotel to the supermarket or to any of the major destinations or attractions. Whether you have cell service or not, you can use Google Maps because Google Maps has downloaded that area. That is totally free. And one of the best things that you can do. So whether or not I have self-service going somewhere, I always download those areas on Google Maps on my phones. So I'm always able to get places. Know the cultural norms. It's really important. It's easy to get offended if someone is talking big or talking loud. And then if you realize, oh, you know what? It sounds like they're yelling, but they're just telling you how great their food is.
What they do.
Exactly. So when you get used to that, or if they guide you somewhere and they touch your arm, just know that is their cultural norm. They're actually helping you. So be familiar with the cultural norms. I'd say one of my biggest things is pack your wits and trust your gut. That is the number one thing, especially for women, but for men too. Be aware of your surroundings. This goes for everybody. If you are walking from point A to point B and you get lost, don't get lost. Walk from here to a grocery store, a little cafe. Just spot something and walk there. Walk with confidence. Then when you get down, you pick up your phone, you're looking at it. Oh, I'm checking email. You might be looking to where you're going or looking at a map, but they don't know that. Look, be confident. Grocery stores are the best place to go. First of all, there's a lot of, especially international travel, there'll be some older ladies there that you can talk to, or younger ladies with kids, a great sort of place to ground yourself. So that would be some of my simple precautions. That's a lot, I know.
No, actually, it's great, because one of the things, like when I first went overseas, the company I work for put me through this executive self-defense thing. And basically, one of the first thing they said is this, that you're better off going to not a clothing store, but a grocery store and carrying around their bag, because people realize that you're a local and they're less likely to attack you. Okay. Because, yeah. Hey, they're local. They know what to do. Okay. The other thing is, when you talked about your surroundings, if you're paying attention, what's going on around you, and quite frankly, my wife's got her head in the clouds looking at everything and saying it's cool, and I'm the one that's actually looking at everybody, making an eyeball at everybody just to make sure everything's cool. That's that piece is the thing that could keep that will keep you safe, because people say, hey, they see me, I don't have a chance anymore, I can't sneak up on somebody, that type of thing.
And I do want to say, I think so many people put so much emphasis on female solo travelers, but it happens to guys all the time. And sometimes it's two guys on the solo male traveler. So I don't want to discount them. I've seen things, and they have to pay attention as well. And one of my little tricks, this may or may not be popular, but if I think somebody's following me or keeping track, oh, I will turn around and I'll just look right at them. I'll look dead at them. I'm like, how you doing? I will look like the most unfriendly New Yorker, even though I'm from California. People want to mess with me. They just want it to be easy. They don't want someone. And fake it till you make it. Look at them and how you doing? Give them your best New York, New Jersey tough guy. And I guarantee you they're going to move on, because they can't be bothered.
Yeah. Now in my 80s, most people don't know this, but I'm 6'3". I weigh about 220. So I'm a pretty big guy. So there's been a few times where I've actually turned around and say, what's up, guys? You need something? And they immediately go like this. They're like, uh-oh. So, yeah, I think that's important, that just people realize you can do little things. You don't have to be a karate expert or anything like that, but you can do little things that give people the perception this is the wrong person.
And if we have time, I want to share three resources. Do you want to share?
Please, let's do it.
So three resources that I think are really important. Journey Woman. I actually know the lady that runs it. It was started back, I think, in the 1980s. This is the world's largest travel directory for female travelers, but it typically is solo travelers. I love this organization. I think it's journeywoman.com. They have how to avoid single supplement fees. And honestly, the majority of women involved in this are over 50. And it has been around so long that I looked at it even in the 2000s, and I wasn't a 50-year-old back then. But I looked at it for advice and places that I could go as a solo traveler, because I was single at that time. There are so many group travels that are really popping up that are so strong. One of them I'm not affiliated with them, but it's the Postcard Adventure Group. My sister sent me these women on TikTok and I follow them religiously. It's two women that have been friends for 35 years. They're called the Postcard Adventure Group. They have their tours sell out in a day. And it's just small groups of 12 women. There are tons of groups that are doing this. And if you want something that's really focused, they have Road Scholar. Road Scholar is typically known for an education. And I was in Vegas this past weekend on this foodie tour, the lip-smacking foodie tour. And shockingly, there was this guy from China and he worked for Road Scholar, I kid you not, 30 years ago. I couldn't believe it. He told me all about them. I'd already known about them, but to meet someone who had been involved that long ago was crazy. They have a lot of educational-based solo travel. And I just highly recommend it. When you're starting out solo traveling, one of these, the Journey Woman is great, but like a World Scholar or Postcard Adventure Group is a great place to start.
Today, we're talking about solo travel. Hey, let's talk about traveling smarter, not cheaper, because I think that's important. And some of the big mistakes people make trying to save some money, because over the years, I personally made a lot of mistakes and paid for it later. The big thing here is, it's so funny, the cheap side of things, it's never really cheap. Because you always find out there's something else, or you didn't do this, or it isn't what you thought, and you've got to spend more anyways. So let's start talking about that.
Yeah. We were talking about you getting a good deal in Las Vegas, which didn't turn out to actually be a good deal for that particular offer. And cheaper is not always smarter, especially when time is important to you. I consider myself a smart traveler, not a budget traveler. I was a budget traveler in my 20s and 30s, but now I travel smart because time is important to me and I want to travel a certain way. And I also have expectations now. I'm not looking to just sit at a cafe in Hong Kong. I want to have a history lesson. I want to experience things fully. I may not get back to that place. I think some tricks that people can get really expensive, and I'm going to talk about this because this affected my mom. Don't skip the travel insurance. Now, I actually buy annual travel insurance, and we'll talk about that later. I just bought my annual travel insurance recently because if you get sick when you travel, or you, like we just were saying, my husband is sitting at airport and he's canceled his flight. He'll probably end up spending the night in Dallas. That can get expensive when you don't have travel insurance and that doesn't cover whether it's medical or delays. Budget airlines with hidden fees are not cheap. That's another strategy. Again, don't travel cheap, travel smart. Optimize all your points. For me, I happen to have been with American Airlines, but there's a lot of really great points with Delta and United. Really work those points, get those credit cards so that you are capitalizing on everything and anything. So actually right now is the Goldilocks time before summer to book. Once you get 60 days before summer, which is pretty much next week, that Goldilocks time is going to end. So you really want to capitalize on it. Not to mention with our political landscape right now, you want to book before gas prices go up. And I actually just read something on Going. I subscribe to that. Scott Cheap Flights, the Going. They were talking about whether now is a good time to use points with gas prices going up. And if you can, because the points allocated to booking, say, domestic, or sometimes get a 9,000 point flight practically to Chicago from LA, aren't necessarily raised during gas price inflation. So if you have points and the prices are astronomical, look to using your points now. Instead of using Uber, look at taxis. I'll give an example because I think you have a big audience here in LA. And see, my uncle turned me onto this. There's a taxi app. It's called Ride Yellow. Now, I have paid upwards of $70 to go 8 miles from my place to LAX. That is crazy. I used to pay $16 in a cab. That Ride Yellow is almost consistently always $26. So I stopped using Lyft and Uber. I use Ride Yellow. You get a code. The drivers just seem to be so nice. These are professional cab drivers. They're helping me load things in and out. They hop out of their car. They're wonderful. You can automatic tips. I've been doing this for about, I'd say 10 months, nothing but excellent pricing and fabulous drivers.
That's good to know.
That's a
tip and a half. Yeah.
One of the biggest tips is people don't lose money on big things. They lose money on all the little things. They really buying bottled water. I'm a huge, especially when I go abroad, I will go to the dollar store and get like a big jug with a lid. It's $1.25. And I'm a huge fan of SteriPen. I'm sure there's other things out there. It's this UV light. So we're talking about water, not from a creek, but from like a faucet in a foreign country. Use the SteriPen and I can purify 2 gallons of water, not 2 gallons, like a milk carton or double milk carton seconds. And then I just pour that into my water bottle instead of buying, water bottle after water bottle, because you'll throw away sometimes $5 to $10 a day on water. And what an easy thing. That SteriPen, I think, lasts like something crazy, like 5 years. And you just take the batteries in and out. It's the best thing I ever bought.
That's wonderful. I've never thought of that. There's also countries like Rome where you're getting clean water and it doesn't matter where you're getting it.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's great. And timing is everything. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who want to be involved in luxury travel. But if you go during peak times, you're going to be paying triple what you should pay or could pay for that destination. If you just go during shoulder season, then
okay, so tell everybody what shoulder season is. So the golden time, I understand those things, but I know a lot of our listeners don't.
That shoulder season is after peak season. So if you're going to the Caribbean, it's going to be after the summer. Although there are certain Caribbean destinations that get so hot that shoulder season or the prime time, who was I speaking to? Somebody recently, I'll think of the destination somewhere in the Caribbean, it's actually more June, July, because mm-hmm. It's hot, you get a place cheaper. Typically, shoulder season is that September, October. It's one of my favorite times to travel in the U.S., certainly in Hawaii. Now, Hawaii, whatever they say, Hawaii is 100% open. Maui is open. Oahu is open. I grew up in Hawaii. All my friends say, travel is 100% open there. What a wonderful time to go. You have King Kamehameha Parade on Oahu. It's shoulder season is one of the best times to travel. People have left. And if you're going to Europe, shoulder season, well, if you're not hitting that September, October, and you want to go in April, it can be chilly. So definitely dress in layers. But I think September, October is the most perfect time, that shoulder season. And you're going to go to the same destinations without the crowds, and sometimes pay half the price.
That's always nice. Hey, folks, this has been wonderful. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Pamela Holt.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on The Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We're getting right back into it with Pamela Holt. And we're going to be talking about some deals, some trends. And you know what? We're going to end with something that's important to a lot of you. And a lot of people, you're on the fence, thinking about solo travel. I'm going to ask Pamela what she'd think about that. What would she say to you? But first, everybody likes the deals and trends. So let's go right there, Pamela.
What I love about travel nowadays is there's so many niche trends. We have sleepcation trends where people go and just literally sleep. Now, that is a perfect solo travel. You want to decompress. You need to get away from your phones. Wellness travel is huge. Indigenous travel. I was just in Navajo Nation last Thursday. I went to Monument Valley in Navajo Nation. It was so unexpected, the experience that I had. We had a few morning rituals. Real Indigenous travel is incredible. Actually, there's a really special Indigenous travel thing going on in Australia right now, which is great for solo travelers. Again, an English-speaking country, easy to get to. They have the Uluru Chattachuta. It's the first time they open this national park where you not only get to walk through it, you get to sit with the Indigenous people. And most importantly, you get to stay overnight with them. You get to talk. This is the oldest living continuous culture in the world. And you get to sleep over and have story time with them. So Indigenous-led travel is huge. And Navajo Nation has great infrastructure for that here in the U.S. They have things like nocturism, which is evening, looking at the stars, like Iceland. I've heard Finland is actually almost the better place to go for looking at the night sky. And stargazing. You have a lot of retro travel because you have Route 66 is 100 years old. You have places like Galveston Island, which will be sailing off their big sailing ship, which will join Sail 250 and America 250. And if people don't know, I believe on July 4th, they're dropping the ball like they do New Year's Eve. They're going to drop the ball for the 250th anniversary, and all the big regatta ships are going to be coming there. It's very exciting.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
So some of those, I think luxury travel, a lot of us are over 45, over 50. Luxury travel is really a thing because we want what we want. We know what we want. And so to be able to sit into that and truly enjoy it, luxury travel is definitely picking up. It is not slowing down. And just be smart about it by going during the off season.
That's great. That's great. Those are the trends. Let's talk about some of the opportunities and deals.
Yes. Okay. So first off, for solo travelers, I always recommend cruises. And I'll run through them quickly, but one of the biggest ones is Riviera Travel. This is a cruise company. This is a river cruise company. In 2027, they're going to have a 100% solo cruise, a solo ship, only solo cabins. So whether you're going with a couple of friends, everybody will have their own cabin. That just sets the tone for solo travelers. I made some notes on this because there's so many great things. They have up to 50% off right now and $1,500 off airfare and hotel. And that includes their solo departures. That is huge. They are really pushing this.
Wow.
Yeah. Celebrity's been a leader in solo cruises. I did work for them like 20 years ago. I love Celebrity. I love what they're doing with their solo. They have solo cabins. These are studio cabins. And in the past, solo travelers have always been relinquished to the lower decks, inside cabin. They now have outside cabins that are so beautiful, so nice. And what's great is they put them all in a row. So you have other solo travelers with you, and they have on some of the ships, they have a designated area where solo travelers can get together. They have the first night of the cruise. Everybody can join and meet. And again, it's solo cruisers, not single cruisers. So I always want to keep saying that.
It's not date night. It's just to get to know the people you're on the cruise with.
Yes. And looking up, they have 75% off their second guest right now.
Wow.
That's huge. They have $700 savings. So they really have a built-in community and infrastructure for solo travelers. So I love them. Something totally different is you have the Virgin Cruises, and they don't necessarily have deals, but I bring them up because they're adults only. And that's pretty great. So you have a lot more freedom. You have a lot more flexibility, and there's going to be more refined people on the cruise, a lot of solo travelers that you can get together and share meals and share experiences. So I want to move into some of the destinations. I'm going to throw out a couple that I think will be unexpected. One of them is Bellevue, Washington. And I highlight them because they actually, on their website, have a solo travel guide to Bellevue. It is such a great place. It's walkable. They have, so you don't need a car. They have this thing called a bellhop. And a bellhop is this, you know this?
I used to live there a long time ago.
They have these great electric cars. They have flat rate from the airport. I think Bellevue is, the fact that they have a solo travel guide means they're attuned to it and they're welcoming people. I think it's great. Cody, Wyoming, I'm throwing them in there because I was there this past September during shoulder season. I had a heck of a time going. Cody, I just don't know the last time I was more welcomed by people. They have a lot of events circle around America 250 coming this summer, an epic rodeo. They have dude ranches. I was actually in Montana and Cody, Wyoming. It's an incredible place, very welcoming for solo travelers. Okay. Now, again, you have a lot of LA and San Diego people. I'm going to throw out Las Vegas. I was just there this past weekend. I went on what's called a lip-smacking foodie tour. Tons of solo travelers on it. What a fabulous thing to do, especially on your first or second night where you can meet other solo travelers. You're sharing in food. This is the best foodie tour I've ever been on. First of all, I would never spend the money. I would not have gone downtown, first of all. I didn't even know these restaurants were there. I had no idea the level of food at these restaurants. I was blown away. And I paid for this. I paid for this tour. So I don't want people to think I'm not earning anything on. And I don't know if they have any deals. I just think it was a fabulous way to really get myself grounded in Las Vegas. And I've been to Las Vegas a ton of times and I love it. But the stroke of genius that Las Vegas has right now is they have MGM International has an all-inclusive experience. It's called, and I wrote this down, so it's their all-inclusive. It's at Luxor and Excalibur. You get hotel accommodations, daily resort fees, dining, entertainment, parking. And you can go into it on their website to see it. 6 meals for the 2-day stay. It's $330 plus tax for a 2-night stay for 2 guests.
Really?
Yes, it's crazy. And I actually should double check if it's $330 per person or $330 each. But this bundle started, today's the 9th. It started on April 6th. Pricing is dynamic, but there's no blackout date. So you want to keep checking it. It starts at $330. They want...
Yeah, that's going to go fast.
They want the drive market. They want LA. They want San Diego. And I can't believe it includes all the meals too. It's crazy. And entertainment. You can go into it. Guests receive 2 show tickets at an MGM performance like Blue Man Group, Thunder from Mount Down Under, Care Top. It's an incredible deal. And also Resorts World. I went to Resorts World for the first time in September. It was beautiful. They have a stunning rooftop deck.
I love it.
They have something called, it's incredible. They have something called the Conrad Complete. That begins on May 26th. They have complimentary valet club service. They have private access to the Club 66. They have curated dining, and those are prefixed meals. I don't know all the restaurants, but I did try Wally's and I did try Viva when I was there. Those are 2 of the restaurants that are included. These are incredible. And prices start at $150 per guest. It is based on guests.
Really inexpensive for that place.
Yes. And I believe all of these deals are either on MGM or Resorts World, but I know visitlasvegas.com/deals has all of these. And some of the other things to think about is the Link Hotels at Harrah's. They have spa packages, all-inclusive spa package. I don't know the exact price. I remember it being like $400 or $500, and you get 5 hours of service. Double check with them. But for people wanting to really decompress, incredible. And I know the Fountain Blue, they have a signature series. They have chefs and artisans where you can have, whether it's a mindful reset or champagne and oysters, They have great events for solo travelers where you get to be involved in a class. I peeked in on one. It looked incredible. And something also, the Mob Museum. So the Mob Museum, one of the coolest things in Vegas, they have, and I'm forgetting, I looked at it when I was there. They have, I think it's after five, you get discount pricing. It's like before 11 or after five. I think the after five was great, which is perfect because they have a hidden speakeasy and you definitely want to go check that out.
Oh, I would go with the Mob Museum.
Yeah, go to the Mob Museum after five. They have early bird specials. So check out the Mob Museum. They have great deals. And again, what a fun way to spend a day. And you're going to eventually connect with other people there. You're all there talking about it.
Pamela, I want to thank you so much for all that you've shared. But I've got one last question that's really important to everybody. For someone on the fence about solo traveling, what would you say to them?
Feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel your feet on the ground, book that ticket, and seek out life's opportunity. Solo travel.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I've done a lot of that myself before I got married and everything. And if you're just open to it, you can meet so many really cool people who will take you on wonderful adventures. And I've seen some really crazy things in countries like South Africa and Australia and stuff like that, that I would have never seen, even in England, because I got a behind the scene tour because I met somebody in Hampton Court Palace and got to walk down sliding rock stairs that were behind the walls that King Henry did. So it was really very cool stuff. So I just encourage you all to do that. Just talk. So I want to thank you so much for being here. Some of the tips you provided, like Journey Woman, Postcard Venture Group, Road Scholar, Yellow Ride, I'm going to put them on our website. What would be the best way that people can check out you and connect with you and stuff like that?
Yes, on social media at The Pamela Holt, on Facebook, Pamela Holt Official, and my website, PamelaHolt.com. That has all my links to where you can see me, myself, and the world. It's streaming for free on Tubi. And I think one thing I'd like to share with people before I go, just pack one thing, a smile.
That's so true. That's for adventure. Folks, with that, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. We're going to have a lot of information on the website from Pamela, all those ins and outs, all those ahas. You're going to want to check it out. I'll tell you what, you guys have a wonderful day, and thanks for being here right here on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.